I wouldn't doubt it.
Day of the week.
Yeah.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Could I ask, like, Dev a question about, like, NASCAR?
Yeah.
What and about it could him? Be, like, almost spot on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did I? So, Dev failed me for the first time. I guess this could be a good intro. But he failed me for the first time when it came to NASCAR betting.
Mm.
I asked him, me and Chad asked him before, last, or I guess it was 2 weeks ago, who to pick. He said Kyle Larson. So we did Kyle Larson bet, and then the make is Chevy, because, you know, he drives a Chevy. Mm-hmm. Well, this week, he told me Chase Elliott, so I did Chase Elliott, Chevy, because he's Chevy. Chase Elliott lost. But before that, previously, he was 4-for-4.
So he's 4-for-1 now.
Or 4-for-5.
Four and one. My bad.
He's 4-1 right now.
That's a pretty good record.
The first time, and I wasn't even old enough to bet. This was just me, him, like me asking. We went to Nashville for a race, and he gave me—I don't remember who it was—but he gave me 1, 2, and 3 perfectly right.
Mm.
How do you?
I don't get it. He just like he knows like which drivers are driving well, the tune-ups of the cars, who drives better at what track. Like the reason why he picked Chase Elliott this past week was because. He's won that previously.
That track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is reasonable. But
no, that's to golf. I mean, like, that's yeah. a
course track.
Thinking.
But, like, he's got, like, I don't want this to sound bad, but he's got, like, notebooks of just.
Doodles, I guess.
Not even doodles, just notes of the races. Like, he'll go and he'll watch the races and he'll jot down what's going on, like, the moves the cars are making, accidents, who's leading when. And it's, like, notebooks and notebooks and notebooks.
That's mind blowing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
I think it's
great.
Awesome. I need to get on this NASCAR.
Yeah,
because you know the Parlay Cafe is just. I've taken a break.
No, they're on the ban list.
Are they on the ban list?
They've been.
I'm done.
Ever since I took my break, they've been down the hill.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you use free bets.
Well, I don't know what it is.
They're just on a slum. They're the slumlords right now.
It happens.
You know, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
How does he, was the guy that won, was that someone he thought also could win?
I didn't ask him that. So the guy that won in Phoenix, his name's Christopher Bell. And from what I remember, because I vaguely watched the race, it was kind of in the background. He pit. So like half the group pit. He stayed out there, or half the group pit. He was part of the group that pit, and then the rest of the group stayed out there. And the guy that was leading was just going to try and, you know, burn the gas until the last lap, just see if he can get through it. Obviously, he couldn't. Well, when Chris Bell pit, he was obviously, like, middle of the pack. Well, he came from the middle of the pack and still won, even with guys like, you know, every guy, like, some guys pitting then, like, here and there. But he still came from, like, 18th and won. Like, he was moving.
So, I don't understand how pitting works.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've seen it in cars.
Lightning. I'm not the best at NASCAR either.
Yeah,
but
Lightning McQueen. You know,
you have to go get new tires and get new gas.
You know,
yeah.
Six-time Piston Cup winner right there. Mm-hmm. But
it's like the thing about NASCAR is so interesting. It's a strategy.
Yeah,
it's a strategy.
Pitting, like, I understand pitting, you need to change your tires.
Yeah.
Obviously, the tar and gas.
Mm-hmm.
Two big things. And I guess brakes, too, I guess. I don't know if they change brakes.
They can't throw that fast.
But
Well, they're probably
not using their brakes too much besides going into the pit.
So.
You'd be surprised. But.
Like, how much time does that take off them?
I mean, dude, they're getting in there, like.
15, 30 seconds?
Not even that. It's
how are the guys catching up in that 15, 30 seconds? Are they hitting the lap in 15 seconds? I mean,
some of them have to slow down.
Yeah, there's you can get penalties for going too fast. Yeah. Well, so this is newer in NASCAR. I think this is out of my comfort zone.
Yeah,
but I know, like, the basics. So they added segments. So, like, let's say a race has 350 laps. Well, they've broken it into segments now. So. You get points for winning each segment. So you
take a break between segments, right?
Pretty much. It's like, I guess, like a halftime or.
I like that. That makes it more enjoyable to watch.
Yeah,
just going
and
through.
You can in the race for the cup, the race for the, I think it's the race for the chase. I'm not even. Plug. But anyways, you get points for winning the segments too. From what I believe, this is fact check me on this, but
mm-hmm.
So you can if you win a segment, you get points for that.
I'm gonna have to sit down with Dev.
But like that's the thing with like the strategy.
And there's an overall race winner. I guess.
Well, you get you get points for the overall. No matter what, but yeah, like the strategy with the pits, like you know, if you're going in, you need gas, you'd probably hold, and you're leading, you'd probably hold off if you can for that segment, because then everybody comes in for pit. Accidents happen, mm-hmm. you know, flags go out, you go into pit then, and but yeah, it was
cool.
It was crazy. That I've actually been locked in NASCAR the past couple weeks, so
no, that's if you're hitting four out of five,
it's insane, dude. He's
what's the winnings like?
What do you put on it? So I won.
We'll go into
two weeks ago. I won. I threw five on Kyle Larson and won 15. And then I threw five on the manufacturer make winning, which was Chevy, and I won another 10. So I didn't win a lot, but
you can bet on the make of the car, yeah. Win?
Yeah.
Do a majority do Chevy or Ford or?
Well, the majority I think out there is Chevy. Damn right. Toyota won this past weekend.
Damn right too.
Which I think it was their first win of the year. Fact check me on that too.
Yeah.
Fact check me on that. But yeah, so
we'll get you out of your comfort zone, talk football. But.
Well, we got to do the intro first.
Oh,
we
haven't even done it. Oh, yeah. Wow.
But anyways, it's Thursday, March something.
14th.
14th.
6:40.
We're starting super early today. My name's Chase Roberts.
Matthew Linden.
Jackson Stone.
And yeah, that was a good little intro to NASCAR. I grew up real quick. I grew up going to NASCAR because my brother. My brother's got Asperger's. He loves NASCAR, so we'd go to at least a race a year. That's about the only time I ever watch NASCAR is when I'm there. It's a lot more fun in person, don't get me wrong. But like I said,
I do tune into the Talladega every now and then.
Talladega. I'd love to go to Talladega now.
That would be amazing.
But it has been an interesting watch these past couple Sundays. Especially, I think there was...
Do they race every Sunday?
Every Sunday, yeah.
Really?
And then they've got truck races, and they've got, like, the lower level races on Saturday. Oh. So, it's a whole thing, but...
I want to tune into racing.
Dude, there was, like, you know the ending of Cars where it was, like, the three-way? Mm-hmm. It was literally, that's what happened, like, a couple weeks ago. Like, they had a three-way finish, three-wide finish.
What, they just jack it out in the grass out
Well,
there?
Someone actually won. Like, it wasn't like they all tied. Like a bumper? Someone actually won. But
by a bumper.
It was crazy. Just, like, this is what is exciting when it comes to NASCAR. Is like, when people get three-wide, or in this case, I think it got to four-wide in Phoenix, four cars wide, you know. And that's when stuff gets wicked. People are trying to make moves, get in front, or, you know, cutting low, getting high, whatever. And that's when accidents happen.
So is it legal to pit maneuver somebody?
Did you talk about, like, push them down?
Your front left to their back right.
And you
pit maneuver like the cops do to people.
No, that's not illegal. Well, I mean, it's not illegal, but it's definitely, like, You're probably getting punched after the race.
Yeah. You could kill
the loser.
You could kill somebody. I'm going that fast.
Yeah. But, dude, it's interesting because 2 weeks ago, you know, Bubba Wallace was last place, but Kyle Larson
and that bum.
Anyways.
Sorry.
He is a bum.
Yeah.
But the guy, he was in last place, and Kyle Larson, I forget who was in second place. This is, like, all coming back to me, but Bubba Wallace was maneuvering to, like, get behind his teammate, because there's teams in NASCAR, and bump and pushing him to, you know, to gain ground. So it's really, like, the more you
there's
actually
teams?
Watch it, yeah, the more...
It's not just a one-man show?
No, there's teams. Yeah. Like,
Michael, I might have to tune
Michael,
in.
Michael Jordan's got his own team.
You're lying.
I swear to God. Michael Jordan's got his team.
What are they driving?
They're drive... Oh.
Chryslers?
No. I think they're actually Toyota. I looked that up real quick because I could be wrong. Look at Michael Jordan NASCAR. I want to say
he's invested in it. That's crazy.
No, well, Alvin Kamara is like a minority.
Is there a big jump man on the hood or something?
Yeah,
for real.
Swear to God, look. So look at that one. There we go.
Oh my God! That's
look,
clean.
He's got the elephant Toyota. Print. He's got the elephant print on that car too.
That's clean.
That's tough.
Imagine getting passed up.
Yeah.
You got MJ.
Kurt Busch.
It's Kyle Busch's brother who... You either... Kyle Busch is like... I would say this. Kyle Busch is like the Patriots or the Cowboys of NASCAR. You either love him or hate him.
Oh, the Busch family?
I mean, I don't mind Kurt, but Kyle Busch, I can't stand him. But that's just how I was raised.
What about Earnhardt? I got a bunch of Earnhardt stuff.
Junior or...
Senior.
Senior? Well, he's not racing anymore.
Yeah, I know.
R.I.P.
But yeah, what about the Earnhardts? Are they like kind of like royalty?
Kurt Busch and Tyler Reddick.
I would say they're royalty, yeah.
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace drives for Michael Jordan.
He does, yeah. Bubba Wallace is also a Tennessee fan.
He's still a bum though, I'm sorry.
Tyler Reddick is he's all right.
So their debut, they have zero championships?
Well, yeah, this is a newer team. Like this has been around for
it's like a live golf.
2021
was the first year, yeah.
Well, they got 5 victories, but no chips.
Yeah.
23XI is Roman numeral for what, 11?
That's
23.
No, that's Denny Hamlin's number. He's number 11.
Oh, that McDonald's. So
Bristol's
hard.
This weekend?
Yeah.
That's a big one, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah,
and they started, I don't know if they're doing it this year, but they've started doing one race at Bristol as like a dirt track, which I'm not a huge fan of it, but it is what it is. But
of course, Bubba Wallace is number 23.
I don't think
you might need to flag that on. I don't know, but that tells you something.
But yeah, no, it's definitely.
Oh, I thought that was their ages. I forgot to know it was the number they're called.
No, God. Anyways, all right, let's get. That's enough NASCAR talk.
Okay,
but
this might be news. It's news to me, but it might not be to y'all because you know y'all are on your phone a lot more than me. But Trouble in Paradise in Dallas, a little sexual allegations against Dak Prescott.
Yeah, yeah. I was just talking to your dad about that actually.
You didn't hear about that?
I saw it in our group message, but I haven't heard anything about it other than that.
Well, ESPN just said Dallas police confirms that they are investigating the alleged 2017 sexual assault involving Cowboys QB Dak Prescott.
That's one way to get him out of there.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I told your dad. I was like, I think this is their way to try to get Dak out of Dallas.
Jerry's making moves.
Jerry's not making any moves.
Well, I think he is.
That's the definition of what he's not doing.
You think
they were the only team in the NFL? They're still the only team in the NFL to not sign anybody.
No,
they just signed Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, that's right. They signed Eric Kendricks because
and your long snapper, right?
They just re-signed him.
Oh,
they were taking. Well,
we're talking about signing from another team. Just now signed Eric.
That's not even finalized yet because he was going to sign with the 49ers.
Speaking of, sorry to cut off topic. What's this about the tampering? Have you seen this with, like, the NFL is, quote-unquote, investigating, I think, Kirk Cousins for tampering?
Like, with it before, like,
free agency? Before the free agency was actually open. I don't know how there's technically tampering. They said...
It's a business.
Legal, illegal tampering, from what... I think that's the words that was used. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah.
Also, speaking of Dallas, I really do think y'all just, like... What's the word? Develop these running backs and just like, you know, oh, let's let them go.
Who's up next?
Who's up next?
Rico Daddle's really not that bad at running.
Oh,
back.
My God. Rico Daddle. You know, he's going to be Daddle this, Daddle that next season.
I mean, we're really hoping for Derrick Henry, but.
I thought, he bought a house in Dallas. I thought he was going to the Cowboys.
I don't know how much did they pay him?
16 mil for 2 years. He's getting old. Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
Am I right? 16 mil?
Something like that.
It was like 16 mil for 2 years. Did Drew Drankel go back to the Chiefs?
I did not see.
He's in there. I just saw his name.
The Packers are going crazy.
They I thought that move was so.
I think that's a horrible move.
The Aaron Jones one?
Yeah, they just. After he had a pretty dang good year,
yeah,
he
I would have kept him.
Release them? Like, I don't know.
He knows what he's doing.
And guess where he went? He went to the Vikings. He said, I'll stay in the same division. Don't worry. I'll
I'm going to get my link back.
Yeah,
he's going for 250.
We're
going
to put the foot on the line today.
God bless America.
Out of way.
Beep.
Got to bleep that out.
Well, we'll continue.
Yeah. Jack made an oopsie real quick.
Sorry for cussing.
I understand the struggles.
Dallas has got me flustered.
Yeah. It would have me flustered. I bet the female's flustered, too. She feels some type of way.
Who's the female?
We don't know. She might come
Dax
out.
Dax female. We're
honestly,
about.
I think it's gonna, you know, blow over. I think she's gonna be like, I don't want to stand trial or stand, you know.
No,
I
tell
don't
her
wanna
to keep going.
Get him out of here. This guy. You know what's funny is
take Jerry what
his
he do.
Switch up on Dax.
Dude, no. Before the season ended, MVP. I'm telling you, Matt. MVP.
He was number one.
He's number one in all the categories.
You know,
Willie Gay Jr. I'm sorry. These people. Why are we going to the Saints for 3 mil? You are a dog.
Couldn't tell you. What do you think about these moves the Titans are making?
Go on. No. You're more of a Titans fan than I am. So.
I'm not even a Titans fan. I was just thinking if this was like maybe 3 years ago, I think these moves would have been better. Tony Pollard 3 years ago. Calvin Ridley 3 years ago. Tony Pollard
and Derrick Henry.
Imagine if they just drafted him.
If they just drafted him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could have probably. They haven't been great. What? They made the playoffs once in the last couple years?
Weren't they in the championship against
Chiefs? I think that's the year they beat the Pats.
Yeah, it was.
I think that was the last time they made the playoffs. I think the year before that, they didn't make it. I think they had one good year.
Well, I will say the Titans have the worst luck when it comes to injuries.
They got the number 7.
Because, what's it called?
So, they're in a good position.
So, they who did they get? They got that. Calvin Ridley.
DeAndre Hopkins. I heard word on the street is they might get Carson Beck at number 7. Not Carson Beck, Brock Bowers. I said that last week too. Brock Bowers at number 7.
They got Chidobe Awuzie.
I'll be actually very upset if they get Brock Bowers at 7. If the Chargers don't pick up Brock Bowers at 5.
They're picking up some big people.
The Titans? Yeah, this Kenneth Murray.
Kenneth Murray.
Chidobe Awuzie.
Okay, so the Chargers are just letting everybody go, huh? That's why you don't work night shift, fellas. You miss everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chargers ain't...
We just picked up Antonio from...
Hey, yo, what are we doing?
Antonio Gibson.
Oh.
What are we doing?
I think that's a decent...
Yeah.
I think that's a decent
Brian
pickup.
Burns traded? Did these kids some draft?
Where have you been, dude?
You got a bag, brother.
I didn't see that one. I saw a lot of these. I saw the franchise tags. I saw those. Did they at least get draft capital?
I don't think so.
No. 5 years, $150 million.
Okay.
Did they just trade him for free?
So I saw. I can't claim this was my take, but I did see this. I thought it was funny how someone was like, you know, you need to study Kirk Cousins' career and claim he's the GOAT. Because of winning one playoff win, he's going to Atlanta for $400 million for 3 years. How long is it? 4 years?
Four years, $180 million. Yeah.
And he's won one playoff game?
Yeah. He's Mr. Consistent, though.
He is Mr. Consistent, but...
Yeah.
Consistently...
An older guy that's got it coming off an ACL.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So...
Yeah, Cam Newton was like, who's your agent? I need to know. 4 years, $180 million? I didn't know Atlanta had it like that.
They're going for it all this year.
Yeah. The
Jags tagged Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Jags are going in. The whole division's going in.
Yeah.
The whole division's going crazy on it.
I will say that.
The Texans are going crazy.
The AFC?
DeAndre Swift going to the Bears, too.
I don't know if y'all saw that. I knew that.
I think it was 1 year. It's crazy.
Who do you think is winning so far?
The one that surprised me the most was by far Saquon.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
3 years, only $37 million?
He's been injury prone.
I know, but he's a dog.
He's not guaranteed nothing.
And he's going to the Eagles so he can play the Giants.
I think I owe Devin $5 off of that.
I have a question. Is that their age next to their...
Yes. Yeah.
So you're telling me...
How old's Kirk? 35.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Tyrone Smith, who's been in the league for a long time... is only 4 years older than Calvin Ridley?
And he's younger than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Bro, what? I guess I'm tripping.
He's gone. He ain't coming back to Dallas. They can't pay him. Stephon Gilmore?
He's gone. He's gone.
You think Marcus Brown's coming back to the...
Dude, I could see... honestly, this might be a hot take, but I think Stephon could go to... With the moves the Titans are making, I think he might go to Tennessee.
He's still good.
I mean, he's consistently a great... I think Stephon goes to Tennessee.
Diggs?
No, Gilmore.
Oh.
There have been talks Stephon Diggs going to Dallas, but he shouldn't because we already have CeeDee Lamb. Well, Gallup's gone.
Gallup's gone too? Is this for sure?
They're going to make a decision Saturday.
Oh, a couple days.
So they're trying to make a deal happen.
Yes. At least get something out of him besides just... paying off the rest and tell him to leave.
Yeah, also, Calvin Ridley is a freaking...
I'm not sure if Brandon Cooks is up, but he might be.
Brandon Cooks? I think he was just 1 year, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to sign him back or not. So.
The Patriots were offering Calvin Ridley close to double what the Jaguars are paying him. And he said he wanted to remain in Jacksonville. That's why he wasn't signed with Patriots. And then he goes to freaking Tennessee. What? I don't know. I'm not as mad just because I didn't realize how old he was.
29 years old. 4 years, 92 mil.
But, yeah.
I think Tennessee's a good fit for him.
Definitely. I mean, what they need is receivers. Mm-hmm. And they're finally getting some names.
I think Will Levis has got a future.
You think the quarterback is the right one?
I mean, the thing is, you've drafted a quarterback in what? You drafted Malik. Then you drafted. Mm-hmm. He gave him, what, 2 years? And then you draft Will. You're not going to draft another quarterback. You're going to have to ride with him long term.
Yeah, at least go with one of those two. Let him compete. Well, Will won it last year. I think
Will won it last year. It's his to lose now. But,
you know, it was a sad day as a Chargers fan as Austin Ekeler departed.
That dude runs faster backwards than he does forward nowadays.
Departed to the Washington Commanders, so.
You can't hate the man.
You can't hate him, no. He just.
I also think Washington was an interesting move, but.
They also paid him very cheap.
Yeah.
So Darius
Smith
stays. What
about Sam Howell's going to Seattle, too? I just saw that. Sam Howell.
Sean Murphy Button's going back to the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Ravens are winning and losing.
Yeah, they lose Geno Stone.
They just cut Odell.
Odell's going to be June 1st, yeah.
Looks like Tannehill's on the edge, so they're probably going to just get.
Oh, they lost Odell?
Yeah, he's gone.
Where'd he go?
He's nowhere yet, but.
It was just a 1 year, I'm pretty sure.
Darnell Mooney? Oh, the Falcons are going crazy.
They got Drake London.
Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts.
They'll have.
You see the video of Kirk Cousins? Said, I'll cut you a check, whatever you want, just to have the number. He's like, I just want more targets, man. I just want the ball.
What number did he do?
Number
Kyle
eight.
Pitts wears eight.
He wanted eight.
He was like, just give me the ball.
I didn't know that the Chargers also let Gerald Everett walk.
Yeah.
And Kenneth Murray.
Yeah, I knew about that.
Zach Moss. That's another one. Joe Mixon getting released and Zach Moss getting picked up.
Zach Moss was supposed to go to the Cowboys, mm-hmm. but they couldn't pay him.
I like Zach Moss a lot, too. I think he's...
I think Joe Mixon's about to have a crazy year.
Wait, Texans. Did Joe Mixon get picked up yet?
Yeah, the Texans.
Oh, duh.
The Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gone. He about to go crazy.
Houston's about to... I think Houston's...
Oh, Texas lost their center.
The Texans are over here signing people out the woo-ha.
Yeah.
They have money, I guess.
They signed D-lineman, linebacker.
It's not going to go well if they're going to keep Will Anderson and their C.J. Stroud in the next 3 years.
They've got Will Anderson on that rookie contract, so they're good.
Well, in 3 years when it's off, they got two guys.
Next year is going to be wicked with C.D. Lamb because you know he's going to want extraordinary amount of money.
Yeah.
Michael Pitts, 3 years, $71.5 million. Yeah.
He deserves it. Mm-hmm. He had a good year last year.
I drafted him. He didn't get many touchdowns.
No, I mean,
who did the Colts just sign a quarterback to? Who was that? There's been so many moves. I haven't.
Saw at the bottom. Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders.
Yeah. They definitely won so far.
Their D-line is about to go crazy.
Offensively and defensively.
2 years, $49 million, $48 million guaranteed. Might as well just tell them forget the other million. You're good.
That's for taxes.
It's probably like a sack incentive.
Yeah.
Or like a start, like a snap incentive. Play these many snaps. He's getting up there in age. Former LSU player, right there. Mm-hmm. Dang, it's so weird to think people are getting old.
Yeah, we are getting old, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm 24. T. Higgins is 25.
You are old.
I remember when I shook T. Higgins' hands outside of Oak Ridge High School. Like,
I went 16. Speaking of T, I want him to come to New England so bad.
I guess. Well, he ain't leaving for at least another year.
No, he's going to be gone. He requested a trade.
He's got franchise tagged.
He requested a trade. I don't know if...
He's stuck.
They said, no, you're good. You're not good.
He's stuck for a year.
You just wait and see, man.
Yeah.
There's a video popping up of Malik Nabers going to the Giants.
Poor guy. They still need a quarterback. They still need a quarterback. Even though...
Went on this full-on argument today that the Giants had the number one pick. And I'm like, dude, they don't. He said, we just traded. No, you didn't. No, you didn't know.
He's foolish. Foolish. Who is the number one?
Where's Bear? It's not going anywhere.
Where's the, what's their faces at? The Texans pick. What's their pick?
They gave all that up last year.
Yeah.
Houston Texans 23 from Cleveland.
Yep. I think the Packers are going to be good next year.
At the 23 spot, yeah.
Jordan loves him.
Who would you take? At the 23 spot, who would you take as the Houston?
I know.
What do they need is a question. What are they?
They just got a running back. They've got.
I would say another dominant receiver.
Mm.
They've got Nico Collins.
Tank Dell, that's enough.
Which Tank Dell could have been a rookie. You know, I wouldn't say fluke.
I think
like,
the
you know,
offense is finding you build the secondary.
Secondary, get a safety.
Dalton Schultz is good.
Why so? Kool-Aid's not going to last at 23.
He might.
There's
maybe.
Something. That's the. Cooper DeJean. He'll definitely last this
fight. I've seen
he's
Cooper,
got a little extra more dog in him.
I've seen Cooper DeJean to Arizona though.
That early?
Yeah.
Dang.
That was a long time ago.
Number four?
Oh wait, no. Hold on. I thought it was maybe
in the second round.
Maybe it was Cooper DeJean 27. Yeah, maybe it was 27. But yeah, Broncos are looking for a new QB as well.
Yeah,
Russ has gone to Pitt. He's gone to Pittsburgh.
I wish they probably wish they kept retained Drew Lock.
Is this George Pickens breakout season? And Deontay Johnson got traded too.
Yeah,
what'd he go to?
I forgot. I think he went somewhere with the actual quarterback too.
Someone worth anything?
I mean, Mitchell Trubisky is just—he's not the brightest crayon in the box.
Mitch just went to Tennessee too, didn't he?
Mitch, yeah.
Yeah. That's no, why I made that joke in Peaches.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that means that Mason Rudolph. Panthers. So no, he didn't go anywhere that.
Oh, come on, Bryce Hunt. Bryce Young, comeback season. They're building around him.
They need more.
No picks?
Yeah, there's no picks.
Oh, my Lord.
Not a single pick.
They gave it all up last year.
Yep.
That's brutal. That's a brutal look.
Talk about a bad beat.
Not a single pick.
Talk about a bad beat in the first round. This is what I'm saying. How are you going to trade Brian? Where's the Giants pick? How are you going to trade Brian Burns away?
I guess they'll go free agency route since they don't have a draft pick.
And not snag at least.
They're 33 second.
But still.
33, 39.
They've still got some draft capital from the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Interesting. I was talking about this at work. I think this is the most locked in for a draft I've been in a long time.
It's because
there's so many outcomes.
There's a lot of
with Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh, Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons. That takes two places there. But Justin Fields is going.
Yeah.
So where's he going? Where's he staying?
He's staying there.
Not that you want a J-baby, J5.
Well, if Marvin we just signed Harrison, Jacoby Brissett.
Marvin Harrison's going number one.
So we wouldn't get Justin Fields anyways. We just signed Jacoby Brissett.
So you would get
Tom Prodigy.
You get Jaden Daniels.
We would probably, if Marvin Harrison's still number three, we're going to get Marvin Harrison number three.
And just rock with Brissett?
Yeah.
He's garbage.
Rock with Brissett, then get someone in the second round.
There goes Marvin Harrison Jr.'s downfall of his career.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. No, I'm, you know, no, you here's know the vision. Here's, they, here's
what
vision.
What he's saying, he wants another top
here's
five
vision.
Pick.
Here's a vision. Yeah. Here's a vision.
I'm trying to get bowls.
Jacoby Brissett, you know, he's there for a filler year.
A filler year.
Now, this is a hot take here. We get Bo Nix.
You know, like, the Colts have been on, like, their seventh filler year?
This is not the Colts we're talking about here.
But you could turn into the Colts talking like that.
We're not turning into the Colts.
Colts had hope last year.
And then it all went down the drain.
The AR-15 went to the Looney Tunes land.
Yeah.
Finish.
Anyways, word on the street is Bo Nix. I wouldn't hate Bo Nix. It wouldn't be my number one overall pick. Like, that wouldn't be my top candidate for quarterback. But this also hurts me to say because I love my Vols, but I also saw Joe Milton second or third round, which, you know, look what happened. I mean, he's not Anthony Richardson, but you develop him.
I wouldn't touch him.
NFL QB, he's the build of an NFL QB.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean Jack's seeing the vision here. Jack is seeing the vision.
He is, but I don't think...
He just needs some work.
He needs some work.
He's got the arm.
He's had the... He needs a lot of work.
Everybody needs a lot of work, man.
But we also need some linemen. We need a lot of help on the line.
Joe Alt.
Oh, that's another pick. That was another number three. chance of getting old, which, you know, bye-bye Marvin Harrison, obviously, but I wouldn't be mine with that either.
Okay, left tackle, that's going to be there for a while.
Yeah. You're returning. I think Cole Strange was a steal of the pick. He did get hurt last year, but I think he was – taking him first round was wild, but I think he's a long-term lineman as well.
Steal.
Yeah. Steal. So hey,
shout-out to our mocks.
Shout-out to the mocks. But –
because the Patriots no ball.
Used to.
You heard it here first. But, yeah, I don't know. It's – like I said, there's a lot up in the air, especially, like, with Drake May, Caleb, now J.J.
O.J. Jettis?
No, J.J. McCartney.
Oh, my God.
He's apparently jumping up in draft stock, too.
He's got to go to a place that has a good running back.
So
– I hate – because that's all he can do.
But then you got – then think about it. You still got Michael Penix. You still got Bo Nix.
Left hand rips.
Bo Nix better than Michael Penix, in my opinion.
That's why Michael Penix beat him twice.
It's a team sport, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
You put them two in the room together. Bo Nix jacking.
And you got Spencer Rattler out here.
No comment.
Apparently, his draft stock is going skyrocketing as well.
No comment either. He just – he.
I'm not –
Joe Milton's in the same atmosphere of quarterback trash.
Joe Milton's way better than
that's
Spencer
Rattler. That's a – yeah.
He's drastically better.
I'm telling you, they're the same garbage. Same heap of garbage together.
Anyways. Spencer had one game in 2 years.
And that game was amazing. You can't tell me that performance was like, damn.
What about the other, what?
He go
23 played?
You know, you can't be like, damn, he was not going crazy on it.
He threw for 130 yards, two interceptions, and one touchdown this year.
Yeah, this year, I mean,
pick six.
Not everything goes your way.
That's another steal. I'm not trying to be biased here. I think Kamal Haddon's going to be a steal of the draft.
Kamal Haddon.
I think he's going to be like, and I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying to remind him bias, say mm-hmm. this, but he was the number one rated. He didn't really play corner safety. He was more like a nickel back.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyways,
that's ate the mic.
And then he got hurt. So. I definitely think – yeah, we're good. There. I definitely think he's going to be a steal of the draft, like second, third round.
That's good. So. I'm you know where I'm – this is not – because he's Robert Sessie. I want to know where Brian Thomas Jr. is going.
That's – yeah.
He looks – I mean, he was good in college. Now, obviously, he had a very small data, you know, sample size. Cause,
well, and you're taking backseat to Malik this year.
Yeah, and this is his only year that he, like, really turned up because last year he was – boo.
Yeah.
He was the Joe Milton on my team. I hated him. But this year I liked him. So, I don't know. He's good enough to be first round, but I don't think he has enough, like, his sample size and his data is not big enough for, if I was a GM, to pick him.
Oh, speaking of sample size, like, we're just getting off on a tangent here, but Ladd McConkey's another guy that.
He has good. A huge sample size.
Huge sample size, but he's consistent.
He's consistent.
He's smooth. Like, when he's
dare running, we say Edelman?
I think he's better than Edelman.
Already?
I
here's my
dude,
thing.
He's got more. Like, he's not just... I love Edelman, don't get me wrong. I'm diehard Pats. But Ladd's obviously faster.
Mm-hmm. Bigger.
He's more of a deep ball threat, too.
He's bigger.
Yeah, and bigger, yeah.
I don't know. Would it be crazy to say that Ladd needs to go to a system that is kind of like the Patriots with Edelman? Or do you think he can free ball? Like, is he Devontae?
You're on something here, Matthew.
He's going to go to a good team.
So you're saying number three overall pick.
No. But what I'm saying is, do you think he's like, is he good enough where he can be like, is his route running good enough where he can just dog folks? Like Devontae Adams, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or does he need to be in a system where it's like the route running is helping you out by the combination of the routes? Mm-hmm. I mean, the rubbing. Patriots love that rub stuff.
Yeah, we like rubbing.
They love the rub route. When they had Belichick, they loved to do those rub routes. Uh-huh. And, you know, he kind of reminds me of a mixed Hunter Renfro.
I still think.
And Julian Edelman, they're a combination of those.
I'm not even trying to say he's, like, we're. And I don't want to say, like, I don't
know. He's Ladd McConkey. Let's put some respect on his name.
Okay? Just looking at him right now.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. I will say this. He's a dog. George fans, you're hearing this. I'm telling you, he's a dog.
He's good.
Preferred walk-on. He was a preferred walk-on.
Preferred walk-on.
Dog.
He was a Tennessee fan growing up as well. Just throwing it out there.
Played quarterback in high school. Wide receiver transition.
But I don't even know. You're bringing the race thing into this, too. Just, you know.
He's Hispanic, I think.
Well, I, yeah. but I, like, I'm not even. I'm trying to word that. No, I'm not bashing him at all. Yeah. I think, just not even white receivers out here. I think he's just one of the better overall receivers in general. Like I said, I think he's gonna. Hopefully, by the end of his career, I think he's gonna do phenomenal.
You know, he could be. You know, you could compare him to actually a Chris Hogan. Once again, I know we're throwing white names out there, but Chris Hogan.
Let's think African American here.
Chris Hogan. No, not even that. Just ball players. Yeah, but you. I see where you're coming from.
The build. He's not as big because Chris is like 6'4". What is he, 6'2"?
But I see he's also, you know, he played lacrosse through college, played 1 year football, then gets picked up. I see where your vision is.
I mean, just someone that loves the fundamentals.
No, he's not a fundamental guy. This guy's a dog.
He is a dog. This guy's a dog. But like, he doesn't do anything flashy.
He does a lot of flashiness.
I didn't think.
He's cooking.
He's making moves this year.
He's cooking people.
I didn't think he was that flashy.
He had jukebox on Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
you think he can move.
He was doing people like that.
You should have seen him in Reese's.
He's not a straight runner.
The Reese's Senior Bowl, those one on ones were dirty.
Okay, maybe I'm just talking out my ass.
But, anyways, get off the lad talk. Let's get off the lad.
He's definitely a secure. He's definitely second round pick in my opinion.
I think he should go
number
first
one
round.
Overall.
If he drops to third round, that's a steal.
Yeah, if you're getting him third overall, then boom, you're winning the draft.
Not third overall. I'm talking about third round. Yeah.
Third pick for the team.
Because it's second. I mean, he's not a first rounder. How old is he? You think he was there for 4 years?
He's our age.
So yeah, he's 24, 25.
He's, I think, 22.
He's younger than me because he graduated.
He was a year behind. He was in Jordan's year.
He graduated Joe. So Joe.
He's probably
22, 23. Yeah, I'll say 22.
A lot of time to develop.
There's a lot of dog. There's a lot of power in that tank.
Dogging him. Roo roo.
Literally.
But.
Where my dog is at. Ooh, I'm sorry.
speaking of college football, real quick, it's official that they're going to a 14-team playoff.
14?
So after this year, they're transitioning.
Oh, okay. 14. I was like, dang, we didn't even do the 12. No. We're just giving it to the 14.
But I think
they didn't even give it a shot.
Yeah, I think it's a load of BS.
So that means if there's 14, because remember we talked about it's not just the 14th ranked teams.
5-7, is that what it was?
It's something. It's five, so you have to be.
Can you look that up, actually?
So it's 5-7.
Because I think what they're trying to do is get another Big Ten SEC automatic bid, from what I'm.
Like runner-up?
Yeah. Maybe runner-up. I don't.
I mean, the 5+7, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, ACC, and.
2026.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be this year, it'd be the year after.
Yeah. But, so it's 2 years.
From what I've been seeing, it's that automatic bid for SEC Big Ten, which we talked about the SEC bias. So, it's
they can't be as with the bigger the playoff you go, you can't be as biased. Just due to the fact that like we talked, I mean, how many like three loss at like 10 SEC teams
were this year
in the top 25 at one point.
Got LSU this year.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, Tennessee. Beyond that, I mean, Mizzou lost one game.
Three.
Mizzou lost one.
They lost one? Oh, that was to the.
I think Mizzou lost one.
To the Tigers.
Georgia lost one.
But
to Alabama in the SEC championship. Alabama lost one. Yeah, I think the only two. Three lost teams for Tennessee.
Well, there's a lot of teams in the SEC.
Ole Miss was another one that lost one game.
They lost two.
They lost two? Yeah. Yeah, automatic for. There we go. So, yeah, like the automatic bid for SEC, ACC, or yeah. Well,
two
there
for
we
SEC,
go.
Two for Big 12.
Automatic spots for Big
10. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'm assuming the winner of the conference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I kind of like that. It's not just the 12 ranked teams. But it would just make sense to make it the 12 ranked teams.
That's the most simple way to do it.
Yeah, but I like it.
But you
got to
get
not
the best matchups. You know how
it's all about the
it's,
money.
It is.
But you get some wicked ACC team in there. Like somebody that wasn't even ranked.
Well, there's going to be a group of five. Like Liberty.
Liberty would be.
But they're going to get absolutely smoked. We all know it. They got smoked this year.
Florida State situation.
But that's the thing is you can now, I would say, as recruiting-wise, you can now get these guys that are competitive maybe that don't have the caliber of SEC Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to be competitive, but you're getting these middle class caliber.
And then you tell guys. When you recruit, you tell them, hey, we might be a group of five, but we're making the college football playoff.
We're making the playoff.
We're getting your name on the big.
Mm-hmm. So then, you know, then you're going to be competitive.
Yeah.
Look at James Madison in 2 years in 2026. Boom, they might be in. You know how James Madison is. They're a bunch of dogs.
It's
a bunch of dogs. App State's back. App State's in the playoff contention. Mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina's back. Tulane's back.
Do you think
SMU's back?
Do you think that with the 14, is it still one group of five?
I wish I was a fly on the wall in this conversation with this dang meeting.
So it'd be five and a nine.
It'd be a 5+9.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got no input on that.
So
one.
We got 2 years to figure this out.
So what? You get five, and then you get this. Say this did the runner up of each conference. That's another five. So you only have four more spots.
So it's 2 years of the 12 team.
No, I think it's 2024, 2025, then 25, 26.
So that's two seasons.
So, yeah, two seasons. 1 year of the 12, then to the 14. Yeah. Which, heck, they could go crazy and go 16 in the next year.
So if they're doing it where it's the
everybody makes it.
If there's a runner
March
up,
Madness.
Technically,
Madness. Call it October
technically
Madness.
The automatic bids will be 9+5.
October obsession. Division's here.
Wouldn't they have to make football start, you think, earlier?
That's another
football go longer.
I mean, it doesn't hurt anybody. No one's
I'm
mad.
Not hating
no one's
longer.
Mad. No
I'm
one's
not
mad.
Hating longer college
oh,
football.
I'm not mad about earlier college football.
I mean, yeah, they might get
round.
More CTE, you know.
You do it earlier and it ends where it ends now?
Dude,
all you're doing is helping us.
You
got to
wait 4 months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Big brainer. I mean, either way you go wait 4 months if you make it longer.
Yeah.
I think they just go straight to, like the NFL does, 18 weeks.
That's
give us more football.
I think 18 weeks is already absurd.
Yeah.
18 weeks is already absurd. I don't think they might have to go 14 games.
They would make it more, it would make more sense for younger guys because, I mean.
Yeah. You got Kirk Cousins out here playing 18 weeks.
18 weeks for Tyron Smith.
He's close to getting his 401k.
So, yeah, I think that would make more sense at a college level, but. I understand why the NFL does it because
the amount of revenue they bring, five extra weeks.
Yeah, the amount of revenue college
Flipper.
Would make.
Well, it's NFL junior at this point.
I mean, we already have a what's it called? Free agency.
Yeah.
This is technically the second free agency
of
the year, so. Yeah. This time, at least you get to see the contracts this time,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The first time, you don't see
point.
Jack.
It's a great
They don't
point.
Give cars in the NFL.
Yeah, you just, next thing you know, I mean, Boo Carter's sitting at Vol Auto in a Mercedes AMG. Wonder how you got that.
Why are we hating on, why are we throwing Boo Carter's name out here?
I wonder why. Because
we want to talk about Carson Beck and that Lambo he just got.
Okay, we can talk about him.
I'm just
talking about...
In general?
I'm just talking
about...
Saban?
What about all of Saban's dealership cars he was giving away the years he was there?
No, Saban. You not see
you
Saban?
Get a car.
I did
you
see
get
that.
A car.
I did see
okay,
that.
I posted it that Saban or G for it. I agree with him. It's ruined college football. All this is ruined college football.
I'm on the stance that he's just pissed that he couldn't hang.
Man, calm down.
I'm a Division I hater here.
Oh,
I'm a Division I hater.
Oh,
I can't.
Good.
I can't. I'm
going
to train at the station. I'm not hopping around.
Wow. That is the worst take I've ever heard.
Nah, that's a great take.
He can't hang.
Look what happened when his last national championship was 2020, a COVID year. If you want to throw an asterisk by that.
Why are we throwing an asterisk by it?
Not
everybody competed. Everybody chose to compete.
Not everybody. I don't think did Pac-12 play?
Yeah.
Who cares about the Pac-12?
Pac-12 played the Big Ten.
You got a shorter season.
Big Ten played nine.
Big Pac-12 only had like what six games? They didn't have
a
full
games.
Season. It's not a real year.
They compete.
That's like saying the Dodgers World Series counts.
So you tell me who's winning? Who's beating that Alabama team that year? Even on a full season.
If they had the Mac
that,
Jones,
that,
this
okay,
year,
okay. We're gonna be honest. That team was.
Okay, on a full season, who's
that's
beating
what
that
Jones
team?
How to throw a football?
I just don't see.
I play football.
Give us sport.
Sorry,
see, brother.
I don't.
Oh,
got
Lord.
Your nuts.
No, I.
Yeah,
I,
what Devontae
I,
Smith?
I am,
they have Jalen Waddle.
They had, yeah. That was.
Was Henry Ruggs on that team?
No. He was gone the air. That's when he ran the ass into somebody going about 100.
Yeah, that team was nasty.
That team was dirty. So I'll give him flowers.
Who was their running back?
Najee.
That was back when he knew how to play football, too.
Najee. So they had Najee Harris, Mac Jones.
Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle.
They had one more wide receiver.
You sure it wasn't?
Was it Jerry Jeudy?
Where's he going? It might have been Jerry Jeudy. It might have been Jerry Judy's year.
Where he's going? I don't know. Whoever they,
Devontae won the Heisman.
But didn't they have a freshman Dallas Turner? Or not a freshman Dallas Turner, but a freshman Will Anderson too?
Yeah.
That was going crazy on it.
Can't hate. I'm not taking my Saban back about the Nick Saban thing. But the Astros thing.
Wild. He won the SEC this year. Couldn't hang.
Look what happened with him. He was on the couch with us watching the national
team. Do we consider the SEC the best conference of football?
Yes.
He won it. He beat technically the best team in college football last year. Georgia. I think Georgia.
Okay. Georgia should have been. If we're listen, that, I listen. Think Georgia should have been in the playoffs.
You might need to bleep this, but Georgia would have done unruly things to Michigan.
Oh, obviously.
That stuff that if they got on the same field, it would have to go in the dark web of what was done to them. They're about to get.
Georgia's the best.
I think they just caught him. I think Alabama caught him.
I think Nick Saban is anybody's former boss. If he's your former boss, he's your weakness. He knows you inside and out. He hired you.
Yeah.
He has to know you. So I guarantee he knows how he's going to run his defense and his adjustments.
No, I'm not taking anything away from his coaching. I think he's probably, if not the greatest.
Coach of all time in college for sure.
Second half adjustments are insane. The second half paychecks to the refs are insane also.
You think he did that? I just don't see it.
I don't see it
like that.
I'm kidding. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers here.
I mean, I'm not a... Dang, LSU. You really had to do that to me.
Yeah.
At least they made the SEC tournament.
Everybody makes the SEC tournament.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, speaking of, if
LSU won, they would have played Tennessee.
Yeah,
they would have got whooped.
It was a late night buzzer beater last night. Go to Wednesday. Let's transition to college basketball.
Okay, yeah, we've been spinning on it.
This Vanderbilt. Oh, this is just SEC. This Vanderbilt game was heartbreaking for me. Just want to throw that out there. Also, Jerry Stackhouse is officially out.
The gay triangle of
Arkansas. Oh yeah. Vandy hit the 2 to tie. Yeah.
Wow.
I saw a video of this
guy. 0-18.
He got the ball. Yeah, he got the ball.
0-19 now.
He got the ball, ran back to the 3-point, wiped his hands, and somebody was like, he knew he was going to make that shot. And he's over here dribbling around in circles, double team.
Do you know how much pain I was going through with money on the line watching that? 12 seconds left.
You should have cashed before OT 12
started. Seconds left. I should have cashed when they were $9. Anyways.
Arkansas goes and scores 51 in the second quarter, the second half.
Yeah, it was brutal. Brutal to be a Vandy fan.
I was scoring by 124,
14. That's a brutal beat for a B of Vandy band.
Yeah, any kind of fan, if you want to be honest.
I would have put the crib on Missouri losing. They still have not won an SEC game.
That was actually a closer game. They blew a lead. Blue Kane went off in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 19-4. Duke's losing right now.
Are they really?
Not by much. 6 points. It's not a big deal.
Go to Division One real quick, because I want you all to see this buzzer beater as well. Yeah, Kansas is... Now, if that's actually becoming a trend where they rest their players in the tournament, I'm going to be pissed.
They didn't rest in the tournament.
Kansas rested Hunter Dickinson in the tournament.
Oh, I thought you said it was the last game of the regular season.
No, it was there. It was in that game.
Oh, he's ready to get madness in March.
Oh, because they care about March. They don't care about the victory. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they still end up losing.
They still lost. Who was that?
Big game tomorrow. South Carolina Auburn.
That's going to be a fun game. But
oh, I didn't know it was all at Bridgestone. That's pretty cool.
I wanted to go so bad.
Where is it usually at?
It's usually in Nashville. Last year was in Florida. But yeah, go to Wednesday real quick. Go to Wednesday and scroll all the way to the bottom. Oh.
You go to Division 1.
Division 1.
You don't talk about
Division 1.
Yeah, now scroll all the way to the bottom. Keep going, 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 keep going. Okay, scroll up. Stephen F. Austin, it was that game. I guess they don't have the dang video. But Stephen F. Austin hit a buzzer beater. Hopefully they show it. Is there a video? Yep, that one. click on it, watch it.
Make sure it's muted.
Oh, we can't get ads in here.
No ads.
No free ads.
That guy read my mind like a book. I was about to say the same thing.
Got a sub on Twitch to get no ads.
Okay.
Sub to Jinxie on Twitch.
Here we go.
Oh.
You're just going crazy. Oh my lord.
Trying to pause it. Pause. I'll make it big screen.
Right?
Where?
Keep going.
Oh.
Can you get it? Oh, dang. Maybe just zoom in.
Oh, we don't want to spoil it.
Okay. You know what? We'll just watch.
Just turn the volume on. Okay, that's perfect.
Boom. Volume on.
Volume on?
Yep.
Bro.
Blocked?
Hold on. Turn these closed captions off.
This guy's
it's ruining the play.
Now we gotta run it back.
It's ruining the play.
You still haven't turned the closed captions off.
It's still on.
Hey. Off. Whatever.
ESPN okay. on. Okay, anyways, just go crazy on it.
Oh, no. Buffer. Wi-Fi just craps the bed.
The buffer.
There we go. Keep just... Oh! Absolutely insane.
It's March.
The fact that all...
Who is that bald guy?
I don't know. Southwick.
Wow.
You know, I don't know anybody on Stephen F.
So much stuff happened in that 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You gotta, stole.
Stole block.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Boom. Four, three,
that's a big guy.
Four...
Who's going for the dunk, dude?
One. Two.
He caught and shot. He caught and shot that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It was a wicked ending.
The fact that all that happened in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That 15 seconds felt forever watching. Mm-hmm. California
Speaking
Baptist.
Speaking of, yeah, GCU plays on Friday. They got a couple buys. They got a couple
27-4. Shout out.
Shout out the Lopes, man.
They're going crazy
shout out
on
the
it.
Lopes. I want to throw this out here. I was talking to my cousin about this. He wasn't believing the vision when I said this about McNeese State. He's believing now.
Other dogs.
McNeese State is going to be a Cinderella team. You heard it here first. Write it down. Go ahead and maybe throw 5 on a first round win. They're going to make a run in that.
Do you think they're 11, 12?
I say 12. I say 12 seed.
To the point of 5.
Will Wade. Oh, my Lord. I can't show you. I took a screenshot of it, and it's on my phone. But McNeese State called their shot, too. Just want to throw this out there. They said they're going to win it this year. Make it to the tournament.
And win it.
Well, not win the whole tournament, but make it to the tournament.
Win their conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sanford.
Reside in.
A-Sun.
They're A-Sun?
I believe so.
They're Southland.
Southland. Yeah.
Sanford won the SoCon. Very big win for them. This is the first time making a tournament since 2000. Colgate made it for, I think, 2 years in a row. This is off the top of the dome of who I remember has won. Stetson made it. Who else? That's all I can remember.
Are they SoCon?
Stetson is A-Sun.
Is Colgate SoCon?
Sanford SoCon.
Yeah, okay.
So...
Who won it? You right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm tripping. I'm tripping.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But yeah.
And I'm ready to make these brackets.
I'm excited for this bracket. I'm ready to cook up.
Yes.
It'll be Monday. Yeah.
Slash a Sunday.
The final. So Sunday is when.
What time is our? What time are we teeing off?
My batch starts at 2:20.
So, what time is selection Sunday? You want to look that up real quick?
It's like 2 p.m.
So it'd be... It's
going to be a little bit after 12.
It'll have to be after 12 because the tournaments are still going on. It doesn't have a date. 6 p.m.
Oh.
We could do a live stream Selection Sunday after golf.
I'll be at work.
That's
tough. Do it on the golf course.
We could do that. Are we going to be playing for 4 hours?
15 minutes a hole, 18 holes, it's 4.5 hours.
That's a good, that's quick math.
I did it today, honestly.
Drop it down to 12 minutes a hole. Now we're moving.
We've got some doo-doo friends who take more than 12 minutes a hole.
That's why I'm sending this out. That's why I'm not playing this round.
What is 12 times 18 divided by 60? That's 3.5 hours. 3.6.
Are we sure this guy went to East Hamilton? Sure. He's getting some quick math out here.
A kid at East Hamilton told me.
What do you mean? That's common math.
No. A kid at East Hamilton told me he didn't know what
the. I know some kids that went to East Ham, man.
He said he looked me dead in the eyes. One kid, I'm not going to name names, but he said he didn't know what the 3/5 compromise was.
Who said that?
I can't name. I'm not dropping names.
Does he sit in the room with us?
No.
No, it's not me. I'm not mentally ill.
I was like, yeah, you know about the 3/5 compromise. Like, we're just talking about history, like American history. And he's like, no, oh, what's that? Lord. I was like, you for real? He's like, nah, they didn't teach us that kind of stuff.
They did.
I was like, you just sit there.
This guy's like sleeping. Oh.
Who's the upset of the year? Alabama.
Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Upset of the year for what?
They're getting upset.
In tournament or
in March?
You think so? I could see that.
They're probably going to be a top 5 seed.
So the finals are Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Purdue. Hello?
It's Eddie banging around.
Is your dad drunk again?
There's a bear shit in the woods on Tuesday.
So who was it? This guy was talking about, I think Purdue gets knocked out early, and I'm not even... I've said this before, but they were talking about all of their March Madness losses. It was like Sam Houston was one. You know, obviously you got Fairleigh Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't first round, but it was down the road. That, oh wait, was Fairleigh Dickinson that 16?
They might have been.
Might have been 16.
They might have been.
Who they lose to?
Who was it last year that
St. Peter's. They lost to St. Peter's.
That was a 16, wasn't it? Or they're 15?
Yeah, that was 15, but it wasn't like first. It wasn't first round. But they get beat by...
It had to be. Because they were a 2 seed last year, weren't they?
No, this was 2 years ago. They lost... Kentucky lost to St. Peter's, but they lost to... St. Peter's knocked Purdue out later down in the tournament. Their track record the past couple of years is not good. And that just makes me believe that it's going to be the same situation with them. I could see them Sweet 16, Elite 8 as well. Just throwing out there.
I'm trying to remember who it was that...
One sec.
No.
Thanks, Siri.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I just got everything you just said. I'm trying to think of who it was.
Let's see. Purdue. Is this last year's?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, scroll down. Yeah, it was.
There was a team that...
Yeah, scroll down even more. There's another side of the bracket.
Yeah, here we go.
They lost to Fairleigh
FDU.
Dickinson.
FDU. Yeah.
It was last year they got knocked out.
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of.
So, yeah, last year was Fairleigh Dickinson. Year before was St. Peter's. And then the year before that, I think, was Sam Houston.
Florida let it beat Tennessee last year.
Yeah, that was a brutal. We blew, I think, a 20-point.
It's a brutal beat.
Lead. Yeah, it is what it is. It happens.
They went on to do pretty good, though.
Yeah, they made it to the Final Four.
I thought Kansas won it all last year.
2 years ago.
Who won it all this last year?
UConn. UConn's winning it all this year. Write that one down.
Gonzaga.
Mark that locked down. UConn back to back. I'm telling you, their team is from top bottom. Just
yeah, 2 days, 22 hours, 27 minutes, 50 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Selection Sunday.
Where's Alabama? Who did they lose to in the second round?
They lost
San Diego State.
Not a bad loss.
They went to the championship. Yeah. That's probably the best loss of the whole tournament.
I'm actually interested to see where...
if you're going to lose to the winner.
I think Kentucky's on a 2-3 bubble right now. I think Alabama's 2-3 bubble as well. Maybe 3-4.
I just watched a video where this guy showed all the clips that Alabama doesn't play defense. And that they're trash on defense. They can score the hell out the ball.
Yeah, they score 100 but give up 100.
Yeah, they'll get dubbed.
Is Kentucky not the same way?
If Kentucky can figure out their defense, they're going to win it. I mean, look what Reed Shepard did against us. I mean, Rob Dillingham's a bucket. You're going to see that. They got DJ Wagner, Antonio Reeves.
They probably got more.
I tell you, if they can figure it out, they're going to be crazy.
Yeah. They've got more weapons than most teams. When
you have two top players in the SEC on the bench.
Mm-hmm. They're coming off, which I think Rob Dillingham should be starting from the get-go, in my opinion.
Do you think Reed Shepard's better than Rob Dillingham?
I think Rob's better than...
That's crazy. Furman beat Virginia last year. Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, Reed Shepherd.
Virginia had that big old guy, right? That
who
dominated Tennessee the year before?
Sheway? You talking about Kentucky?
No. Virginia. They had that guy that was absolutely humongous. Maybe he might still be there.
I don't know his name.
Well, basketball's coming. It's gonna be a good time. I think Tennessee.
I think Sweet 16 again.
I didn't want to piss you off. I say they win the first two rounds with breeze,
mm-hmm.
like 20, 30 point wins, and then they play some team that's just hot.
Yeah, and I'm getting my hopes down.
So it's not that bad.
So it's not bad. But I say Sweet 16.
So like if y'all get past the Sweet 16 and you're Elite Eight, you're like, well, we
made it this far.
They blew right over my head. They beat me.
Yeah,
they superseded. Uh-huh. You know.
I will say
they
this,
beat
boys.
The expectation.
I will say this, and I did this with a grain of salt. Okay, did this with a grain of salt, with my expectations low. But I planned a trip to go to Phoenix, Arizona, to see my buddies. Around the same weekend as the Final Four.
Is it in Arizona?
It's in Phoenix. Yeah, obviously, I'm not gonna be able to go to the game, but I think it'd be fun to get some content.
Yeah,
but
depending on the bracket.
May or may not be disappointed.
I think I'll be disappointed.
You know, what if McNeese is in the same bracket?
If we get beat by McNeese, I'll be perfectly happy and content.
You'd be all right.
I'll be fine with that because I think they're a dang good team.
That's a good fan.
I'm trying to think of other sleepers. And like I said, we're just going to have to wait.
I think Duke's low-key a sleeper.
I
just think they're
I wouldn't even
inconsistent.
Consider that. I wouldn't consider them a sleeper just because I think they've already got expectations.
Yeah. I mean, Jared McCain, he's
I'm 2 days in college
and I'm three lectures behind.
It is Duke at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I should say this.
If Duke's not good at basketball, then there's something wrong with the world.
Well, it's not sleeper, but.
Have you seen their lineup next year?
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. Yeah.
They might not lose a game.
Oh, I also want to throw this out here if we're talking about up and coming. Ace Bailey.
From Dolly or something?
No, he went to Boyd.
Oh. Yeah, but then he went to... he's at Rutgers.
He's
going to Rutgers.
He's going to Rutgers. But I did see an interview where he says he wants everybody to know that he's from Chattanooga.
Okay.
So he's a chat boy.
Put
it on the map.
Also, I know we don't talk about high school basketball. We have two Chattanooga teams in state tournament.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Chattanooga Prep and Red Bank.
Red Bank made it to the Final Four?
No, they're in the state tournament. They played today. Look up Tennessee State Tournament.
In the championship game?
No, the state tournament started today.
Well, I think it's Final Four.
No, it's like eight teams. And then it goes eight, the Final Four, then
well, last I think Chad Prep won and made it to the state championship.
No, they're in the second round, which is tomorrow.
We 100% sure on
this. I'm positive. I looked at it last night. That meant A don't give a damn, dude, does he?
Class A boys or double A?
Nah, I don't know what sport this
Chat
is.
Chat Prep is single A.
I don't know what sport this is.
This is basketball. This is hoops.
That is class A. That's,
Silverdale?
This is private
school.
Oh,
yeah, Silverdale made it.
Keep going down. That. Scroll down, scroll down. You're in Division 2. I just saw here. This is all private schools.
Briarcrest.
There we go. Here we go. This is
girls.
This girls. Here we go. Division 1. This is all public schools.
Class 1?
Class 1.
Yeah, it's
Chat
Prep. Chat
Prep.
They play tomorrow.
Santa Fe.
They're in the Final Four now. It's Elite
last,
8.
Wasn't it last year they had all freshmen?
Yeah, they made it to the state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean they're totally out of loop. Where is Chattanooga Prep at?
Downtown. It's like...
Hamilton Heights?
No. It's like girls prep school. It's an interstate.
Do you know,
it's like GPS, but boys?
Do you know where... I think... Isn't it right around... I feel like it's right around like.
It's Old Redemption. It's Old Redemption.
Yeah. Is Alcoa just good at everything?
Yes. Yeah. Go. I think their 3A is Red Bank.
Yep.
Yeah.
They lost to Creekwood.
Dang! A 16.
Team scored 34.
That's tough.
At least one Chattanooga school is putting it on for us. Putting the city on the back.
Who's 4A?
No one.
Cookeville! Shout out Cookeville!
Cookeville beat Barlow. Right. Beat Maryville. They're 30-3? Hey, yo, they some dogs.
See if we got some eligibility left.
Some dogs.
Bray needs to go back out for a couple more years.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't know anything about that. Let's see what.
Oh, Bradley yeah, Bradley Central girls. Bradley Central girls won again.
State, yeah.
They won again. Shout out the girls.
Yeah.
Dyersburg.
They went. They lost. They won every game except one.
Rightfully so.
That's how good they are.
Rightfully so. I've been meaning to talk about
how this. Many do they have nowadays? I mean, I feel like they win it every year.
I'm not sure. They did. I mean, yeah,
they dominate.
They won with Ryan Howard.
They yeah. beat the hell out of
that,
someone.
I'll tell you, that woman can ball.
Yeah,
they beat the hell out of someone that's 31-0. Imagine being 31-0. And then you get smoked.
By 32. Yeah. Who did they lose to? Well, I wonder who they lost to.
They lost to, I think, Bartlett.
I want to say this, but I don't want to jinx it. But I'm going to say it anyways. I want to shout out Transylvania University women's basketball because they are on a 64-game win streak. 64, which I don't care what you say about, you know, whatever. 64 games in a row.
Pretty impressive.
Is pretty dang impressive. With one natty, they're in the Final Four again. So I just want to throw that out there. I've been meaning to say this for a long time.
Clap it up for them.
So, yeah, 64 games. Shout them out. Pretty insane streak going right now.
Good for them. I don't know much about Transy.
They're also a 2 seed.
Mm.
Just want to throw out there. They're not even number 1. They're a 2 seed.
Mm. That's disrespectful.
Very disrespectful. Shout out my girl Deja. Sorry, I mean, I think that's the only girl I know on that team still. Deja Thornton. She was one of my good friends there.
Ain't no way. We got some breaking news.
Oh.
Free agency. Former Bucks linebacker Devin White and also former LSU Tiger signed a deal up to $7.5 million 1 year with the Eagles.
So Eagles are going to be pretty dang good.
That's one they need to work on was their defense.
Which made, like, if you look, I feel like if you look at their defense on their roster, that's a winning defense.
Well, they just got a good linebacker.
What's his name just went back to?
Byard. You talking about Kevin Byard?
I'm talking about Gardner Johnson. He just went back to the Lions.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Byard's gone, too.
He left?
Yeah.
That was short-lived.
Yeah.
It's a year.
I think he's actually
there for, what, half the season?
Look, yeah, I think maybe. He went to, I could be wrong, but I want to say the Bears, actually.
I can't the Chargers pick up anybody I like?
Yep, there you go, Bears. I thought I was right. I could have been wrong, but
why does he look like Inky Johnson?
He went to MTSU.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he liked that?
Yeah, he's cold, man.
He liked that? Didn't know he liked that.
He been like that.
Didn't know.
He been like that.
Well.
So.
Yep, so Dallas Cowboys start making any moves. Nice.
That would have been a perfect move for them. They need some help on the defense.
Yeah.
No. Well, now maybe, but.
We mean no.
Defense is really good. The whole team was good last year.
You're about to lose. Ooh. But
they only play 18 games. They don't worry about the other games. They only play
18. Once you step foot in the postseason, it's over with.
That's what I'm saying. They only play 18 games. They win the bye week every year.
That might be the steal, the free agency. 1 year, $7.5 million. Devin White's a dog.
He's still good.
Grand Canyon University online degree programs.
Apply.
Shout him out.
Interesting.
Lips up. Well, I think that's all we got.
That's all we got.
Quick little. It might not have been quick, actually.
Commanders.
Almost perfect Sam timing. Howell. It's almost time to hoop.
I'm down.
I'm excited. To Seahawks. Well, we'll talk more baseball when basketball is basically over.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
I just want
to. Real quick, just want to point out. Just all your words. Wake Forest falls face the earth.
I wasn't even going to say that, but that is very. That's an awesome true statement.
Waiting on that one.
We're just going to not even talk about why he's not here, I guess. Yeah.
But. We're not worried about this. We're not worried about this. SEC play in baseball starts this coming weekend.
We got Alabama. Tennessee's Alabama. Who else you got?
Mississippi State. And then Florida.
That's four good games.
They when go, are we four going, good teams. When are we going to Baton Rouge to catch some ball games?
The Alex Box Stadium?
If you can even get off work.
That's the thing I have to do to months in advance. Well, not months in advance.
We can go to like
2 weeks in advance.
We can go to like a gimme game so it's not crazy expensive.
Yeah. No, they play. Dude, LSU plays a lot of teams that are at home this year.
Mm-hmm.
LSU plays Vandy at home. LSU plays Florida at home.
Tennessee away.
LSU, Arkansas at home. A&M at home. Dude, look at the top 20. Yeah, dude, they lost to Xavier. They beat North Dakota State back to back.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know what this guy's doing.
I click an X and then just.
Dude, just go to the LSU website.
He's right. Well, he's already here. Auburn at home.
Yeah.
Alabama. Is the Asterix? Maybe that's conference. Maybe conference.
That's at home.
We can go on my birthday. They play New Orleans.
Was that middle of the week?
I don't know.
Probably. It's probably a middle of the week game.
What if we just say F it and just drive down?
How far is that set drive?
Just look at the
6-8 hours.
Okay, I don't know what Tennessee's schedule's like, but I think LSU has a deep schedule.
A&M's home, Ole Miss is home, Auburn's home,
at Alabama,
Vanderbilt's home, and then
Texas A&M's
undefeated. They're 3 in the country, I believe.
Florida State also is undefeated, and they just – I don't know if that how they ended up with Florida. Florida State's also undefeated. They should be ranked. Throwing that out there, they should be ranked. Dude, that's free. That's free. Forget the Tennessee one. Go down.
Dude, $1.
Hold on.
Buy a ticket for $1 to New Orleans.
LSU on a Sunday. LSU Tigers on a Sunday. $61.
Boys.
We about to buy this shirt.
Boys.
$61?
Wait, hold on. Where are you seeing 61? Yeah, I'm seeing 86 is the lowest price.
Go back.
That's what it's, I know what you're saying. That's
you
what
saw
it,
it? You saw that? That's what it says. It said from 61.
80s. Where is this at?
Go down. Jesus. Oi,
oi. Dude, I want to throw this out here. I think it is absurd. I used to go to Tennessee games for $15. And now they are $400.
Don't be good.
It's not even the good thing. It's about being.
So it's just they're finessing us.
Yeah, they're getting our hopes up.
Go to an LSU Florida series. How much does it cost to go?
Oh, it's gonna be. Florida's it's better gonna be than expensive. Tennessee at the moment. It's gonna rank-wise. Be expensive.
It's not.
Wow.
16.
I think we have more seats, is what it is.
Well, we can definitely. No doubt. That's standing room only. I wouldn't be
standing room. I'll buy some good shoes.
For 12 hours getting drunk.
When is that? 2 weekends. What are we doing in 2 weeks?
Here's a seat.
Sorry, it's 55. 2 weekends. I'd have to. Dude, I wouldn't get approved. They would not let that fly.
What if I go to your boss man and say, hey, we're stealing that. Can't do anything about it.
2 weekends?
What? Can you text him right now? And just like
I have to put in a request.
Well, it's 2 weeks in advance.
That's short. Why don't we just skip that one? Go to see if another one. Let's look. The Arkansas game. $50?
But that's at Arkansas.
Vanderbilt? Saturday, Vanderbilt, $16.
I won't be in town. Freaking hell.
Dude, you're always going somewhere.
Phoenix, dude.
Phoenix, you're always doing something.
Sorry. Y'all can go without me.
Look, that's money, dude.
That is money, dude.
Yeah, y'all can go without me.
Or we just go to like a...
Or we could
go... View more.
Or we could go to Auburn.
We could go to the Auburn series? Or the A&M series?
Dude, A&M is dirty bucks.
The A&M? Or we go to Alabama.
Wait, hold on.
$20, standing room.
What's Alabama? Alabama's at home or is it away?
It's at Alabama.
Let's go. Well, I don't want to go to.
Dude, get me out here.
We could go to Alabama.
66.
Oh, the Oppo.
There's only two tickets, so.
We'll talk about this off camera. Talk about this off camera.
We gotta actually. If we're gonna do it, we're buying tickets. I gotta put the request in tomorrow.
Get me on the line. But.
All right, let's end it here, boys.
Sorry.
No, you're good. We're getting amped up.
But no, baseball, I'm excited about baseball. LSU's going to be decent. I don't think they're going to go back-to-back, my point being. But they'll be decent. Number 2 in the country right now. But
Arkansas still number 1?
Hmm?
I think Arkansas still number 1.
You can pull up the rankings real quick before we... Just real quick.
And I think Arkansas slid in number 1.
Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. You saw me whip on my wallet so quick when I saw $61.
We got our hopes up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still...
If they would have been 3 tickets for $61, I would have put it on my card.
I don't get
it. I'll let y'all pay me at it back at a later time.
Arkansas, LSU, Oregon State, Texas A&M, Tennessee.
See, top five. Duke. Top. There's 4 out of the... 4 teams are SEC.
And look, you got Florida and Vanderbilt also top 10.
Mm-hmm. Florida's struggling.
So it's like 4.
They're still good, though. They're still
I don't know why. You think it's because Tennessee, they haven't been good in so long at a lot of sports. Because early 2000s, like, it was just.
We made it to the. Hold on. We made it to Omaha in 2001.
Okay, but early.
Just want to throw that out there.
Okay, mid to late 2000s was a rough time to be a Tennessee.
For what? In all sports in general?
Yeah.
Basketball was.
Except basketball, all right?
Basketball is. That's where I became a true fan.
Yeah, do you think.
That's where I became. I just want to. That's how I became a true fan.
Do you think Tennessee is trying to get some of that money back while they're taxing?
I think it's just the idea that we don't have as many seats and we need people in.
Yeah, that's possibly
and people
true.
Are gonna, I mean, you're it gonna, is a small stadium. People are going to get paid, or people are going to pay.
Yeah. LSU Stadium's big. I can see if, you know what? Hold our money. I know someone that has had season tickets to LSU baseball for a while, so she'll get spot 3 to 4
mm-hmm.
tickets.
We'll for pay sure. Her.
No, sure. It'll be free. She's a family friend.
Yeah.
But thank you for the...
We'll wrap it up there. My name's Chase Roberts.
Matthew Linden.
Jackson Stone.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
See you.